We had an Australian senator on the show, Malcolm Roberts, just a week or two back, who's calling for a royal commission into various aspects of COVID policy down under. I would like to second that and call for a royal commission into aspects of COVID policy in the United Kingdom these last 2 years, because there are untold numbers of victims. We've tried to talk about them here. For example, on our April the 4th show, we discussed Ofsted's report on the immense damage done to UK children by the COVID policies of the last 2 years. There isn't a lot to be said for a society that screws over an entire generation of children for no good reason. One very basic cause of the immense damage of the last 2 years, not just to children, but to non-COVID NHS patients who went unseen and untreated, and to those in care homes who died alone, and to those who lost livelihoods, and to those mired in depression and mental illness, has been the groupthink of the politico media class. I can't underline this enough. We have needed since March 2020 a far wider range of public discourse on the best way through this thing, especially as a lot of people want to make it permanent. Ursula von der Leyen at the European Union with her digital identity COVID passes and all the rest of it. Instead, we have had the opposite, a crude and banal division of COVID discussion into the official version on the one hand and on the other, disinformation. It's either official, so you can say it, or it's disinformation, so you'll lose your Facebook account. However, if we are to have this idiotic and reductive division into officialdom and disinformation, completely unbecoming to a supposedly free society, then let me say that everything that follows are official numbers from the UK Health Security Agency. And there is only one conclusion from those numbers, which is that the third booster shot, so zealously promoted by the British state and its groupthink media, has failed. And in fact, exposed you to significantly greater risk of infection, hospitalization, and death. There has to be an accounting for this and other disastrous groupthink policies, which is why I want that royal commission, and you should too. To emphasize, these are all government statistics, and you ought to be able to cite them even on British television. So let us start with the basics. There are approximately equal numbers of triple vaccinated as of the combined total of single, double, and unvaccinated. This is from the UK Health Security Agency's report last week of April the 14th. Let's take a look at this. As you can see, from a pool of 63 million down at the bottom there, 63 million, there are 32 million who are triple vaccinated. That leaves just under 31 million who are either double, single, or unvaccinated. So we have two groups of similar size, 31, 32 million. So it's relatively easy to weigh the merits of the third shot upon group A versus group B. Here are the COVID case numbers from the government report I cited on air earlier this month. All the numbers here basically come from March. They basically come from up to a couple of weeks ago. And if you look at this, this shows COVID-19 cases by vaccination status. So the triple vaccinated in March were responsible for just over a million COVID cases, and everybody else 475,000 COVID cases. So the triple vaccinated are contracting COVID at approximately twice the rate of the double, single, and unvaccinated. Got that? If you get the booster shot, you've got twice as high a chance of getting the COVID. There's twice in the United Kingdom, there's twice as many people with the third booster shot who got the COVID as the people who never had the booster shot. It's a widespread phenomenon. This, by the way, I just looked this up before the show. This is New York City. If you can see that, the top line, you probably can't see it, but the top line shows the people who got the booster shot, and there's far more COVID cases in New York City by people with the third shot than with anything else. So the court eunuchs of the appalling groupthink media have retreated to reduced claims for the vaccine. Oh, sure, it won't prevent you getting the COVID, but it will lessen your likelihood of being hospitalized. From the same report by Her Majesty's government that I cited just a moment ago, let's check that one out too. So let's put this one up here. And again, you see there in the far right-hand column, that's the people with the third COVID shot. And then you see sort of in the middle the people who aren't vaccinated at all, that number 147 at the bottom. So triple vaccinated people who wound up spending a night in hospital, 6,750. Everybody else, 3,576. So the triple vaccinated are being hospitalized overnight for COVID at approximately twice the rate of the double, single, and unvaccinated. And one notes in particular the significant differences in hospitalization numbers in those over 60. So that leaves a sole claim for the efficacy of the heavily promoted booster shot. Oh, sure, it won't prevent you getting the COVID or being hospitalized, but it will lessen your likelihood of being dead. And again, from the same report by HMG. And let's just look at this. Deaths within 28 days of positive COVID tests in all age groups. And the triple vaccinated, again, in the far right-hand column there, and everybody else, the other columns. And let's just add it up, because it's such a huge difference. Triple vaccinated who are dead within 28 days, 1,557. Everybody else dead within 28 days, 577. So the triple vaccinated are dying within 28 days at a rate approximately three times higher than the rest of the population. Why aren't we talking about this? Seems if the booster shot is making it more thrice as likely that you're going to be deadsville, that they're going to be carrying you out by the handles, why aren't we talking about that? Okay, let's have deaths within 60 days of a positive COVID test. Again, in all age groups, and again on the far right, that's the triple vaccinated. So there's 2,100 and whatever, 80-year-olds and over, and then in their 70s, 611 there. So that, again, to add up all the numbers, the triple vaccinated who are dead within 60 days last month, 3,054. Everybody else, 1,003. So yet again, the triple vaccinated are dying at three times the rate of the double, single, and unvaccinated. And indeed, for the 60-plus cohort, the most vulnerable in our society, at a rate getting close to four times. Could we stop killing old people? What's with you? Is this some kind of dystopian fiction that the deep state comes up with a plan to off all the geezers? Didn't you kill enough people in the care homes in the first year and a half of this thing? Now, where we've devised a booster shot that kills almost four times as many old people if you get this shot as if you don't. The third shot not only has no efficacy, it increases your chances of hospitalization and death. But because the court eunuchs of the UK groupthink media deny us any honest discussion or even basic dissemination of the government numbers, most people aren't aware of that. The third shot was clearly a shot too far that has damaged the immune systems of many people and made them less able to resist infection and death. What do all these overnighted nitwits flanking the PM at the press conference have to say about this? The benefits of one and two shots are more debatable, although one notes that on all the tables I've just put up on the screen, the lowest numbers are for those who had one shot and done. So we shouldn't even be contemplating shots every 6 months, fourth shots, fifth shots, sixth shots, because it's not just that they're useless, it's that you're more likely to be infected, you're more likely to be hospitalized overnight, and you're more likely to be dead. So at least if you're dead after the fourth shot, you won't have to get the fifth, sixth, or seventh. But let's look at the outright COVID, quote, deniers. the legions of the unvaccinated who are routinely accused of clogging up the hospitals and accelerating the malfunctioning of the dismal NHS, whose protection the government chose to prioritise. Let us begin with the COVID-19 vaccine surveillance report, week 3. This would be the end of January, which is the first report to separate out persons who received a third booster shot. And then let's check in every 3 weeks. The trend lines are pretty clear. So these are overnight hospitalisation number. This is the right graph, yeah. For week 3, there's more triple vaccinated than unvaccinated for persons 60 and over. So in other words, if you're 60 and over in January and you never bothered getting into the system at all, you had no shots, you didn't have a third shot, second shot, first shot, you're in the clear, had a better chance of not catching the COVID than the people who were triple jabbed and are over 60. 3 weeks later, there's more triple vaccinated than unvaccinated infected persons, 40 and over. Week 9, another 3 weeks later, more triple vaccinated persons than unvaccinated persons getting the COVID, 18 and over. So the gap, the disastrous performance of the booster shot is getting worse as the weeks go by. Now, to make it easier to get the op shot, I've put the rest into my own table, but if you're some self-appointed fact checker, you can get off your bum and check the facts for yourself in the HSA vaccine surveillance reports for week 3, week 6, week 9, week 12, and week 13, and then get back to me. So let's see. What about death? Here we are in week 3, the first week. There were more deaths among the triple vaccinated than unvaccinated for persons 70 and over. Week 6, more deaths among the triple vaccinated than unvaccinated for persons 60 and over. Week 9, more deaths for persons 50 and over. Week 12, more deaths for persons 40 and over. And week 13, more deaths among the triple vaccinated than unvaccinated for persons 18 and over. Again, the trend line is not difficult to grasp here. What about death within 60 days? Again, more deaths among the triple vaccinated than for persons 70 and over. 3 weeks later, 60 and over. Another 3 weeks later, 40 and over. And then another 3 weeks later, more deaths among the triple vaccinated for persons 30 and over. Why are we not supposed to talk about this? This is an interesting trend line. Even in as sick and constricted a culture of free speech as the United Kingdom's, it should be possible to cite official government numbers without being cancelled or investigated or shadow banned on Twitter or being labelled as misinformation. It's not possible. Just back in the day, do you remember the days before March 2020 when we still had medical ethics? Remember those things, medical ethics? It's not possible for a citizen to give informed consent to a vaccine unless he's informed. So the groupthink media's quashing of these numbers is highly disturbing. For another, the inference is that those zombies who mindlessly follow the science must keep following the science, which means following government spokespersons, have injected themselves with something that increases their likelihood of infection, hospitalization, and death. Dividing everything into official and disinformation has prevented honest discussion and had an undoubted chilling effect on public discourse with respect to the COVID, the lockdown, the NHS, the schools, and more. You can see it in any media production office. Oh, I was thinking of doing something tonight on the failure of the so-called booster shot, the third shot. Geez, we don't need another Ofcom complaint. Let's just stick with Harry and Meghan. The hasty rollout of an at best useless and at worst decidedly dangerous third shot is a valid subject for the public square, and I assert the right to quote official government statistics. And because these numbers suggest an unnecessary tragedy amplified by this soul-crushing groupthink in the UK media, I want a royal commission. Let me know your thoughts, gbviews@gbnews.uk, or you can tweet me at gbnews.